Listen now to a selection of news articles from around the world. On this track, a Boston museum's original new system for protecting its artwork and a potential scandal concerning this summer's Football World Cup in Russia. But first, a focus on the opioid epidemic in America. In a speech last October, President Donald Trump declared America's opioid crisis a national public health emergency, saying that nobody has seen anything like it. He's right. The opioid epidemic is being called the worst public health crisis in the nation's history. Here are three things we've learned about it.
Drug overdoses killed more people in America in 2016 than car accidents and guns combined. And the numbers keep rising. These drugs include prescription painkillers, such as OxyContin, as well as illegal and synthetic opioids, like heroin and fentanyl. In fact, every day across the country, some 100 people die from overdoses of opioids, powerful drugs that dull pain and give a sense of calm and satisfaction. Pharmaceutical companies are to blame. The present crisis began in the 1990s, when drug companies used aggressive marketing tactics and misleading information to push doctors to prescribe opioids for everyday pain. Doctors started giving them out as if they were aspirin, and communities became flooded with the highly addictive drugs. When their doctors stopped prescribing the medication, patients turned to illegal or synthetic substitutes such as heroin and fentanyl. It's not America's first drug crisis. Unlike the crack cocaine epidemic of the 1980s, which almost exclusively impacted black communities, the present crisis has no such boundaries, which, as critics point out, probably explains the difference in response. Whereas the dealers and victims of crack were vilified and jailed, the current epidemic has met with more empathy. There's no magic solution, but the fact that the U.S. government declared it a public health emergency last year is a start.
Monkey clones, China. In a world first, researchers in China have created two cloned monkeys using a complex form of cloning known as nuclear transfer. In it, the nucleus from a body cell is introduced into an egg cell that has had its nucleus removed. Until now, nuclear transfer, the technique used to create Dolly the sheep, has not worked in primates. Success this time has led to speculation that humans will be next.
A fine nose for art. USA. He may not be an expert on Renoir or Degas, but the newest recruit at the Boston Museum of Fine Arts is already said to be the most popular member of staff. His name is Riley, and he's a Weimaraner puppy who's being trained to sniff out moths and other pests that could damage the museum's priceless paintings. Originally bred as hunting dogs in Germany, Weimaraners are reputed for their superior scenting abilities, so experts are convinced that Riley will do an excellent job.
Equal pay for women, Iceland. Iceland has become the first country in the world to make it illegal to pay men more than women for doing the same job. Firms that employ 25 people or more must now obtain a government certificate for their equal pay policies or face fines. The tiny Nordic nation is the world's most gender-equal country. It has had a female president for 20 of the past 50 years, and half of its parliamentarians are women.
Piercing ban, Wales. Intimate piercings have been banned for under-18s in Wales to protect health and well-being. The new law makes it illegal to pierce tongues, nipples, and genitalia. Citing a recent study in England, Wales Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Frank Atherton, noted that a third of young people with intimate piercings have reported complications.
New tactics for Facebook, USA. Criticized for its role in spreading fake news, Facebook is altering its news feed algorithm. The proposed changes mean that users will see less content from publishers and brands and enjoy more meaningful interactions with friends and family. The social network admits that the changes could reduce the time that people spend on Facebook. However, this could be profitable in the long term. The more details people share, the more data Facebook has to sell to advertisers.
World Cup danger, Russia. thousands of locusts could attack football pitches and cause a global scandal at this summer's World Cup, a Russian agriculture minister has warned. Pyotr Chekmarev has said that close to 1 million hectares of land in southern Russia, including around the host city of Volgograd, are infested with locusts. How do we not fall into a global scandal with locusts? He asked. Football fields are green. Locusts love it where there is lots of green.
We may not be alone. USA. The Pentagon has revealed that it ran a secret program from 2007 to 2012 to investigate reports of UFOs. Officials revealed that the Advanced Aviation Threat Identification Program had received government funding of $22 million a year. Luis Elizondo, the military officer in charge, said it had recorded evidence of aircraft that were seemingly defying the laws of aerodynamics, and that he believes that there is very compelling evidence that we may not be alone.